This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On this Veterans Day, the Commander-in-Chief will announce an effort to better understand the medical conditions suffered by troops deployed to toxic environments. President Biden's talked about what he thinks may be a link between his son Beau's death from brain cancer after returning from Iraq and his exposure to toxins in the air. There's no scientific evidence to suggest that link. Kyle Rittenhouse says he didn't do anything wrong, but was defending himself the night he shot and killed two men and wounded a third during a street protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The AP's Jennifer King.
Rittenhouse took the stand at his murder trial.
Did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Answering questions from defense attorney Mark Richards.
The person that attacked me first threatened to kill me twice.
Rittenhouse was mostly calm on the stand, but at one point he broke down as he described feeling cornered by a protester who was carrying a gun and the first man he eventually shot, Joseph Rosenbaum.
That's right, run.
Prosecutors have portrayed him as the instigator.
His lawyers are asking the judge to declare a mistrial, saying the prosecutor asked questions of him that were not allowed. Four more astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. Jackie Quinn reports.
Ignition and liftoff.
A late-night launch from the Kennedy Space Center after several delays for the crew of the new Dragon Endurance capsule. Commander Raja Chari.
It was a great ride, better than we imagined.
This mission brings the 600th person into space, German astronaut Matthias Maurer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Schools across the country are using some of their federal coronavirus relief money to deal with students' struggles with mental health. Three major pediatric groups say the state of children's mental health should be considered a national emergency. The Dow lost 240 points yesterday. This is AP News. Residents of a small village in North Wales face becoming the UK's first climate refugees. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Regional authorities have identified Fairbourne to be at high risk of flooding due to climate change, predicting faster sea level rises and more frequent and extreme storms due to global warming. The British government says it can afford to keep defending the village for only another 40 years. Officials say that by 2054, it will no longer be safe or sustainable to live there. Residents will need to move away and abandon the village to the ocean. Experts say coastal flooding could affect 1.5 million properties across the UK by the end of the 2080s. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Gas prices are holding steady at $3.42 a gallon, says the AAA. A year ago, gas was $2.12 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.